This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more. Album Compilation Edition. This time around, we're going to be talking about two disc compilations. The first one is Do the Pop Australian Garage Rock Sounds 1976 to 1987. The second one is A Real Cool Time Revisited Swedish Punk Pop and Garage 1982 to 1989. Both of these share in common that they are from two scenes that were filled with high energy garage rock and roll. Taking the punk spirit, in the case of the Australian compilation, a lot of the Australian punk bands of that era were featured, but also as noted that it goes to 1987, that means that bands that went past that 1980-1981 date of the original punk scene are represented, and the Swedish scene, of course, has the 82 to 89 moniker, letting you know that this was Sweden's garage rock 80s underground punk scene sounds. We're going to start off by talking about Do the Pop, which I, of course, picked up because it features Radio Birdman, but also a lot of the bands that Birdman played with, that Birdman drew from, and that Birdman inspired. Do the Pop was released in 2002 on Shock Records, and the back of the CD case says, inspired by two legendary punk-era bands, The Saints and Radio Birdman. Late 70s Australia shook to a savage new beat and got down with primal sounds of the 60s punk rock and roll and the high energy of the Stooges, the MC5, New York Dolls, and Flaming Groovies. For the best part of a decade, bands that followed in this lead spewed out a seemingly endless supply of great records, prefiguring much of today's garage rock resurgence in the process. Do the Pop features 50 essential examples of this real rock action. And that pretty much gives you the overview of what's going on here. A lot of garage punk bands, some poppier, some rougher, some a little more garage rock influenced, some a little more power poppy. You know, and I could throw out all those adjectives, but let's just go ahead and take a listen to some of the music. Read the news the other day.
the ball and chain.
For 16 years she's been hanging around, trying to bury me in a hole in the ground. Well, I think it's time that I even the score.
There's only room for one in this cage of yours. Back to the Stone Age with me.
We heard a couple different bands there. Started off with a little bit of the Victims, and then we moved into some of the Hitmen, and some Passengers, and right now some Voodoo Gurus. And just wanted to showcase how all of these bands were playing with earlier forms of music, but injecting them with the techniques and the inspiration of what it comes since. Things like early rock and roll or girl groups or glam rock or folk or whatever it was had been originated. As much as we might want to think of this as the punk era, which was preceded by a glam era and then followed by, I don't know, like the big 80s pop, you know, hair metal, whatever era, the truth is that all of these things feed into each other and everything is in some way informed what came before. And obviously, the sounds you could hear, that while the Hoodoo Gurus did not sound like Radio Birdman, they definitely have some of the DNA of the energy and of the willingness to play with classic surf music or doo-wop or any of those kinds of elements and add their own twist and their own energy. And I think in the case of both Do the Pop and Real Cool Time Revisited, we're seeing insular scenes that are located far from the American / British mainstream music business that are allowed to operate on their own level and to create their own scenes. And this is why in the States the last scene from the underground to go majorly above ground was the Seattle scene, because that was an insular place that was allowed and able for people to develop their own sensibilities. But in the case of Do the Pop, you've got, obviously, what was going on in Australia. Now, this compilation is filled with great tracks. You know, there's classics. There's a couple of rare takes of classic songs. Also, the liner notes to it are comprehensive and give a good overview of the great singles and times and where bands were from. And if you are at all interested in this time period of for this scene, this is highly recommended that you check it out. We're going to leave now, or we're going to switch now to talking about the Swedish garage rock scene, and I'm going to actually play a bit of two tracks. My two favorite songs off of this compilation that aren't a Radio Birdman or Saint song. We're going to start off with a little bit of the Eastern Dark, and then we're going to finish off with a little bit of the Screaming Tribesmen. And then the other side of this, I'll be back to talk about a bunch of bands that you definitely never heard of. So, We'll see you on the other side of this. That is the Nomads with their cover of the psych classic 5 Years Ahead of My Time. And that kicks off the compilation, A Real Cool Time Revisited, Swedish Punk Pop and Garage 82 to 89, released on the RPM label, RPM International, which I believe is out of the UK. They're part of that whole Cherry Red Records deal, so if you Google that, you should find the information. The back of this CD says, back in 1985, the compilation album A Real Cool Time, Distorted Sounds from the North brought Sweden's garage rock revival to the world. Bands like The Nomads, The Creeps, The Shoutless, and Watermelon Men showed that Sweden was Europe's psych garage hotspot. Now, 25 years later, with A Real Cool Time Revisited, that Red Hot period has its definitive statement it needed, has the definitive statement that it needed. And just like with Do the Pop, this is a compilation showcasing a scene that lasted during a set period of time in a set place, a remote corner of the world, or at least most people think so. Most people don't know that Sweden has, I believe, the third largest music industry in the world after the United States and England, I believe. And so many bands, especially European bands, tour through Sweden because it's right there, it's easy to get to, and you have a passionate music following, not only with punk, garage rock, but folk music, psych, and of course, what most people know it for these days is the heavy metal. There's even a Swedish rap scene, but the less said about that, the better. So the bands on this album are mainly bands that you won't have heard of. You might have heard of The Nomads or Union Carbide Production, and that's really about it. Basically, garage rock, playing that, you know, Louie Louie and, you know, 5 years ahead of my time and that kind of stuff, you know, Incense and Peppermint, all that 60s stuff that's on the Nuggets box sets that seem to jangle around the world. Now, Sweden had its own 60s garage rock scene. There's a compilation called Searching for Shake, which I'm going to talk about at some point, that is a great example of what the Swedes were doing. Bands like the Tagus and Shake Makers and just a whole bunch of great bands that never really made it outside of that part of the world. So I picked this up largely because this was a kind of a blind spot. I obviously, if you listen to this podcast in the past, you know that I'm a big fan of the Scandinavian Nordic rock and roll scene from the mid to late 90s. You know, I was tangentially involved with some of those bands, but largely the bands that came right before that scene, I really was not familiar with. And these are the bands that would have inspired that 90s 2000 scene. This is the bands that those guys would have, who had played in those, you know, Helicopters or Backyard Babies or Satyr or whatever, and some of them were still around. These are the bands they would have seen, they've been inspired by. This would have been the bands that were playing at their school dances or the small clubs in Stockholm or supporting bigger bands from overseas. And that influence has to have played into what I was glomming onto in that later scene. So anyway, lots of great bands. Like I said, the Nomads, Union Carbide Productions, the Watermelon Man, the Wild Mammoths, the Crimson Shadows. I mean, these were all bands that were playing in that garage punk space. They were some a little poppier, just like with the Australian stuff. A little garagier, a little more primitive, a little more glossy, a little more challenging, a little more commercial sometimes. It was kind of all over the place. So, let's take a listen. Pretty much what I can say about this compilation is everything I said about the Beauty Pop compilation. You know, it's a moment in time. It captures a scene that went unrecognized and maybe unheralded for the most part at the time, but has echoed since then. Some of these bands are still around. The Nomads for sure are still around. Union Carbide Production became Soundtrack of Our Lives, which I'm given to understand is no longer with us. But all of these things carry on, and their songs get covered, just as they covered other songs, and people rediscover them. And if you are a fan of rock and roll, and that primal scream at the world, and that that energy, and you need that outlet in your life, and you have that addiction, that record addiction, where you're looking for that next big hit of adrenaline and energy, or whatever it is, you know, A Real Cool Time Revisited is definitely something that you should check out. So, this is Eric Reanimator, and I'm going to cut this one a little bit shorter than usual. And we're going to check out The Crimson Shadows with Even I Tell Lies. I'll catch you guys all on the flip side.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.